This is Fresh Air. I'm David Bean Cooley, sitting in for Terry Gross. In this week celebrating country music, our next guests certainly qualify for inclusion, but they represent a slightly different tradition. They play string and jug band music of the 1920s and 30s, music most people associate with a white Southern tradition. But our guests are African American and see themselves as part of a little-known black string band tradition. Their band is called the Carolina Chocolate Drops. Their latest CD is called Genuine Negro Jig, and they also have a new songbook. The band members are in their 20s and early 30s, and they're not trying to sound like they're old-timers. They all play several instruments and sing. Rhiannon Giddens plays five-string banjo, fiddle, and kazoo. Dom Flemons plays guitar, four-string banjo, harmonica, jug, snare drum, and bones. Justin Robinson plays fiddle, auto harp, and does the vocal beatbox. They all live in North Carolina, as the band's title suggests, but Flemons grew up in Arizona. Terry spoke with them earlier this year, and they brought some of their instruments to the WUNC studio in Durham for the interview.
Rhiannon Giddens, Justin Robinson, Dom Flemons, welcome to Fresh Air. Let me start by asking you to perform a song that's also featured on the new CD. Can you do Your Baby and Sweet Like Mine for us?
Absolutely.
Everybody talking about the sweetie nowadays. I got the one with the sweetest ways. Your baby may roll a jelly fine. Nobody's baby can't roll it like mine. Your baby ain't sweet like mine. She bake a jelly roll all the time. And when I'm feeling lonesome and blue, my baby knows just what to do. Yes, she even called me a honey. She even let me spend the money. Never has a baby put me out though. She even buys me all my clothes. I don't want to brag, just want to put you in line. Your baby ain't sweet like mine, no, no. Your baby ain't sweet like mine. Oh, I'll play that on. Oh, play like Mr. Tom Lockett. Get my acting like very good. Blowing at you. She bake a jelly roll all the time. And when I'm feeling lonesome and blue, my baby knows just what to do. Yes, sir, she even called me a honey. She even let me spend the money. Never had a baby put me out though. She even buys me all my clothes. I don't want to brag, just want to put you in line. Your baby ain't sweet like mine, no, no. Your baby ain't sweet like mine. Yeah, baby ain't sweet like mine.
Fantastic. That's the Carolina Chocolate Drops, a song that they're performing for us, but that's a song they also do on their new CD, Genuine Negro Jig. String bands are usually considered a white Southern tradition, and you're a band of African-American musicians. And you've found a black string band tradition that you feel part of. But did you fall in love with this music before you knew that there was a black string band tradition?
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What did you fall in love with about it?
Well, I fell in love with the rhythm. I was a contra dancer and square dancer, and I just... was seduced by the banjo, the rhythm of the clawhammer banjo. That just really pulled me in. And then I found out about the history. And then I went, oh, this is really deep. And then it just kind of, I was done. I was done for then. You know, it was, that was it.
Now, part of the tricky aspect of string band music is that part of its roots are in minstrel shows. Part of its roots are in blackface. And so it gets really kind of complicated when you go back to the early history of that music. So I wonder what it's been like for you to negotiate that aspect of the music and to deal with separating the music itself from some of the stereotypes that were foisted on the musicians who played it?
I think something that we have that as a new generation of player in the old-time music is that we are educated and we're approaching the music at a emotional distance that just has not been there in earlier generations. Before, you'd look back at those aspects of history, and people just would say, "Don't touch that. That's the worst stuff in the world, and that's what's ruining the world." And now, in this generation, we're able to actually start piecing those things apart, just because, we want to take the benefits and also try to make what's right or see what actually happened or what was misappropriate or what was good. Because the thing about a lot of the black string band music is not much of the music was put down on recording, and that's a very essential part of understanding black music is hearing it. And, just delving into it, you find some things that are off-putting, but at the same time, you got to think in the context of the past instead of thinking in the context of the present.
I'd like to ask you to perform another song that's also featured on the new CD, and the song is Trouble in Your Mind. So before you play it for us, tell us why you chose it and what you love about the song.
Well, this is one that Justin was playing that I reminded him one day at a jam that he played it, and it's a piece from an album called Music from the Lost Provinces, put out by Old Hat Records, and it's just a nice breakdown, and we just started doing it.
Okay, let's hear it.
Trouble in your mind, don't get trouble in your mind. Don't get trouble in your mind, don't get trouble in your mind. If you see that gal of mine, you tell her if you can. For she goes to make my bread, to wash it at your hand. Get trouble in your mind, don't get trouble in your mind, don't get trouble in your mind, don't get trouble in your mind. Yeah.
We were talking about how you discovered like the African American tradition in string bands, and you met an African American fiddler who's in his 90s now, named Joe Thompson. Yeah. And did he teach you certain things on fiddle that you didn't know or hadn't heard before?
Oh Lord, yeah. Joe Thompson is the guy that you were mentioning. He's 91. He's been playing since he was 6 or 7 years old, and he learned from his father, and his father learned from his father. So it's a long tradition among his family.
The kind of amazing thing is that one of the reasons why I think our sound is the way it is that we were all sort of learning when we started going down to play with Joe, so we didn't get much chance to play other sort of more, I don't know, square? I don't know, mm-hmm. So different ways. But one of the things that I think I've taken away a lot as a banjo player is, I'll get the banjo here, is that real heavy down, the downstroke, It's almost an anticipatory kind of down, if that makes sense. I don't know. It's kind of hard to talk about music, but.
Well, a lot of times you tend to hear that with hillbilly performers more in like the style of like Grandpa Jones or Uncle Dave mm-hmm. Macon generally, but even that Tennessee style, that's taken to an extreme. While North Carolina, it's a little bit more. It's a little bit more compact within it, but the downbeat is still there.
Justin, is there anything you could talk about that you learned from Joe Thompson on fiddle?
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, Joe's bowing is really, really interesting. He has a, which is something that's common among fiddle players, at least around here, something they call the double shuffle, or some people call it hen's egg, or I've heard fiddlers call it sewing cloth. It's all this sort of forward and back motion that is going forward all at the same time and making these really great rhythmic kind of things that you have to really work very hard to get. And also, Joe plays notes that are not in the Western scale, which is actually kind of great.
Can you play us an example of what you're talking about?
Oh, I'll play you the double shuffle.
What makes that the double shuffle? Is it the speed or the harmony?
I'll play without the double shuffle, and then she'll hear it.
So this is without it. So it's a little of both, because of the way that the fiddle is tuned. When you're playing the double shuffle, you get to get these really either sympathetic ringing strings or, depending on where your fingers are, not sympathetic ringing. So you get some really interesting harmonies that I've never really heard anywhere else in any other kind of music.
Well, you know, we're talking about rescuing music from the past, but you're also playing music from the present as well as original songs, and I think we should get to that a little bit. Although you're doing this contemporary music in the spirit of the string band style. So, Rhiannon, onto a song that you do on the new CD, and this is a song that I want you to talk about. I want you to talk about the original version and how you heard it and why you do it, and it's Hit 'Em Up Style.
Yeah, Hit 'Em Up Style is, well, it was really popular, and I happened to be listening to pop radio at the time. I don't really much now anymore, but it was just all over the radio, and every time it came on, I would just, like, jam in my car to it. It just was very catchy and had a great chorus and, you know, beats and all that stuff, and it's just one of those songs that kind of never went away in my brain, and then I heard it again on the radio, like, years later, and just something kind of occurred to me. I was like, I wonder if we could try to play that. And so I tried to play it on the fiddle, and it actually worked really well on the fiddle. And then the three of us sort of came together and said, okay, like, how could we do this? And then, you know, Dom came up with a great rhythm on the banjo that worked really well. And then we found out that Justin beatboxed, and we're like, you know, and then it just clicked. And we kind of messed around with the original version of the song. We just tossed out what didn't work and just kind of went with what did.
And who did the original?
Blue Cantrell, yeah. Was the original singer, yeah.
Okay, so let's hear this from the CD. This is from the Carolina Chocolate Drops new CD, Genuine Negro Jig. And this is Rhiannon Giddens singing lead.
I was beaming in his beamer, just beaming. Can't believe that I caught my man cheating. So I found another way to make him pay for it all. So I went to Neiman Marcus on a shopping spree, and on the way I grabbed Soleil and Mia. And as the cash box rang, I threw everything away. Your hands on his cash and spend it to the last time for all the hard times. When you go, then everything goes from the crib to the ride in the clothes. So you better let him know that if he messes up, you gotta hit him up.
So that's Rhiannon Giddens singing from the new Carolina Chocolate Drops CD, Genuine Negro Jig. Nicely done. I really like that a lot. And Rhiannon, what you're playing on fiddle, it's this like drone style that I think is really interesting.
And yeah, it's just all kind of old-timey, you know, old-timey put to hip-hop, I suppose.
is that drone really old-timey, or is that a more contemporary kind of thing?
Oh, no, that's very old-timey. The double stopping, you know, that kind of rhythmic bowing, it's all old-timey. What makes it contemporary is the minor key.
Oh.
You know, because there's not a lot of minor stuff in those tunes. And, well, I mean, there are some, but the ones that we think of as old, you know, like that are in the public sort of ear are not in minor key. And I think that's one of the main things that makes it sound so contemporary and so kind of, you know, people say it's Middle Eastern-y. It's just, you know, it's in a minor key.
So how did you learn that drone style? Maybe you could just play a little bit of that drone and talk about it a little bit.
Oh, gosh. I mean, just from playing... That's just like one of the first old-time tunes I knew. And so it wasn't much of a leap to take that to that tune, to the Hit 'Em Up style tune. It just fit really well.
Yeah, compare that to what you did on Hit 'Em Up style. Do a little bit of that. Now, were you classically trained on fiddle, on violin?
Oh, good Lord, no. Just voice.
Yeah. So now, Dom, among the instruments you play are four-string banjo, bones, and jug. Do you want to take out your jug for us?
Okay. Here we have the jug.
Okay.
This is a big ceramic one.
You want to give us a demonstration of good jug technique?
All right. Let's see. All right.
The Carolina Chocolate Drops, speaking to Terry Gross earlier this year. Their latest CD is called Genuine Negro Jig. Next, country music lyrics, specifically some of its more memorable puns. This is Fresh Air.